now. 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. By the way, congratulations. Zbigniew Pawlowski won $1,000 with the noon word.
What?
He won. Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Zigma.
Good job, Z.
That money's probably on its way to Poland as we speak.
It might be.
Russia?
Might be. Depends on when the invasion was.
Maybe he's back to Iowa. We don't know where he's from.
Like, well, it could be.
It could be a she. We don't know.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, eventually. So anyway, you got the 1,000. Another 1,000 coming up at 2 and then 5 p.m.
A hypothesis, if you will.
All right.
So for those of you who don't know, Roger's getting ready for his big jam on Saturday.
Yeah, it's been
a while.
It's a gig.
What are we calling it? Shedstock? Is that what we're calling it, Brett? Is that what we're going with?
Shedapalooza?
Shedstock was... And Shed Jam.
Yes.
Shed Jam.
Yes.
Yeah. For now, it's the second annual Shed Party on our local end, but you can call it whatever you want.
Right.
Shed Jam.
So him and his buddy, it's Gary and Roger, and their band name is Garage.
One night only, Garage.
Garage.
Yeah, we'll probably change our name every time.
Garage.
No, Garage is the best.
So you're already planning on multiple gigs. This is not going to be... Is the future dependent on what happened Saturday?
Oh, it sure won't hurt. It sure would help, but I wouldn't say it's like that tense. We're just playing. It's just a one-off thing, and if anything comes out of it in the future, that's great.
Raj,
I can see playing with Gary. Raj
on acoustic guitar and lead vocals.
Yeah.
On all the songs?
Pretty much.
You're the lead vocals.
There's a couple songs where I will just sing because I want him to be more featured on the guitar in those cases. Like one song, of course, is the one he picked, like Plush. So I want him to play the guitar because that's also the way the song is played acoustically. One guitar, one vocal.
Okay.
So we're doing it like that. And
then he's going to do the guitar and you're going to hit the vocals.
Yeah.
On that whole
and
thing.
And in other cases, both playing guitar and I'm singing.
Will you, even though you're just going to be singing on Plush, will you hold a guitar or will you, at that point, put the guitar down and hold that mic stand and do rock star poses?
Yeah. Oh, no, probably not. But because we're sitting next to each other, the guitar is probably just going to be there anyway.
Will you put your foot up on the monitor and, like, sing at the crowd?
Yeah.
I guess so.
No monitors?
Yeah, probably. We don't have monitors.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like, I don't know, David Lee Roth or something, to what level will your showmanship be is what we're kind of getting at.
Good question.
Being it's an acoustic show and it seems like it's going to be 5:30 Saturday afternoon with the sunshine over this... You and I either lived in this house, we think we died and went to heaven. Over a canal... the covered pool, of course, because it's not pool season yet, but fire pits, gas, stone fire pits on the deck. Everybody hanging out in deck chairs. That seems like that's where it's going to be. And then the literal shed partying, drinking will be later when it gets dark. I think it's going to be, it's heavily acoustic. I don't think there will be any super rock star posing going on. It's an acoustic show.
Safe to say in the audience, no people of color.
I don't know. I haven't thought about our audience if there are people of color.
Sure?
There's a lot of
people.
Friends of friends coming, actually. No, it's going to be a little more than
that. Oh, really?
Yeah, it might be 18.
So concert to white.
It's sold out. So in your description of it, is there going to be a stool situation where you sit down?
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Stool or no stool?
We each will have stools with no arms because it's hard to play
like a bar
with
stool.
Arms on the...
Yeah,
like that type of thing. Yeah,
wooden bar stool, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Probably like that.
Instead of standing.
And we'll both be plugged in, so there's a little bit, but not cranked up, because it is acoustic, and we are right there.
Right.
So you don't need to, you know, blow people away with loud.
Right.
Is there a lighting rig, and JP will sit in that area?
Better yet, smoke machine?
No.
Ooh.
Oh, no. I wouldn't say smoke machine or lighting rig really work with this gig. We'll have the sun pretty much in our eyes,
natural
along
lighting.
With the fire pit, natural lighting.
That's the best with the way the sun rays come through the smoke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And with no lighting rig, we're not there yet. Garage is just formed. So this is the early days.
Right.
And one day we'll look back and say, we were just two guys with two guitars and two stools.
Does the fact
of
friends of friends...
Mm-hmm.
Being people you may not know, does that add a little bit extra pressure to the gig?
No question about it. And one of the guys is a very good rhythm guitarist, And he's supposedly showing up, and he might have his guitar with him. Hey, if he jams along with us, that's fine. But if he doesn't,
don't let him steal your Thunder Rush.
I know, but that's also pressure knowing he's there.
Right.
Like, you can trick people who just go to bars and listen to music. You can trick them with horrible music, but you can't trick that guy.
Are you upset that people have been added to the the crowd list that you don't know now that it puts extra pressure on you? Like, do you wish
it's fine
that you being the talent on hand, the TOH talent on hand, if you will?
Yeah, it hasn't bothered me yet. It's fine. It's people that we have met, as far as I know.
Is there a?
And I don't think
there's
any new additions, so we should be all right.
Is there any kind of neighborhood flyer or something posted at the local grocery store on the bulletin board to invite people to come out?
Is it one of those things where, you know,
definitely
when you go into a 7-Eleven and they have the phone numbers all sliced up so you can just pull the phone number off?
And now you just pull the address, and this is Shedapalooza, or what'd you Shed Jam 2024.
Right. Yeah.
Featuring Garage.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you worried that the maximum occupancy is 15 and you have 18 right now? Or are you worried about the fire?
The fire hazard.
Fire ordinance. Are you worried about that?
We do have one volunteer fireman in the group, so I'm not worried at all.
Right.
Okay. But also, I know there won't be too many people because I know this is Keith's house and he likes things certain ways. And so we will not have like an influx of 20 extra people. Him and his wife have a nice house, and they're not just going to have people walking in from nowhere. So it's just, it's kind of like a private
but
setup.
But what if people, like, walking their dogs in this neighborhood hear the music and they all start peering over the fence? All you see is their eyeballs.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll
and the heads are nodding
us
a little bit and their dogs are barking.
I mean, I guess that technically could happen. What more likely will happen is the people right across the canal off the back of this house, there are houses all around that area.
Yeah.
They will definitely hear us. And they will
shut the
It could happen.
I got news for you. If I find out the address of this house, I am absolutely having my next door neighbor fire up that drone. No question about it. No question.
Put it up there. That'd be great.
Is there a merch table? And if so, what is on that merch table?
No merch has been made.
T-shirts.
Even Aerosmith, when they started, just did a marker drawing on a T-shirt, but that was many gigs in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I mean, we're way before that.
All right.
Right.
I would like to purchase said merch.
Garage doesn't have it yet.
Let us know. I feel like Bone Fam would be happy to contribute.
Yeah.
Will the set list be listed shortly after the show be listed on setlist.fm?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
We should. That'd be great. Can we do that?
Yes, you can.
Idea.
You better.
That'd be hilarious.
I have no idea how that thing works.
Yeah.
But that's a great way to let you decide whether or not you want to buy tickets for the show or not. You take a look at the set list. I've done it many times. Like, I ain't going to that.
That's a good way to do it. I got to look and see how you can post stuff because that'd be cool. But got Keith's house.
Is
a Shed Party 24. That'd be good.
Since you said there's like a whole, since it's an annual thing and there's like a whole day party that goes on beforehand.
After in this case.
Oh, after?
We're going to do the concert, and then all the drinking and all that stuff will be going on during afterwards into the shed.
Are there stage announcements? And if so, who's making them and bringing you on? Will there be a big announcement? And here we go with their first time at Shed Jam 2024 Garage.
I feel like that could happen. Yeah, I know Gar of Garage is bringing his one microphone that he owns. And it's going to plug into his amp. So there will be a possible amplification announcement.
Hmm.
And I don't know who would do that, but one of the clowns in the audience probably will.
I would.
Absolutely. Bring him up.
I would be more than happy to forego my fee to come on.
That's good because there was never a fee.
And do this for you.
That is a low-budget show. Low-dough show. You could say.
Anything I normally get paid to bring bands on stage, not for you.
Very
waived.
Nice. Well, that's good because the band's not even charging, so I would expect nobody else to charge.
Will there be a tip jar, a little plastic cup at your foot?
No tip jar. It's all friends. It's not a money-making venture. After you hear it, you may understand why.
Just get that. Just get a picture of a dog with a missing a leg and an effed up eye, put it on a tip cup right in front of the stage. You'll make some money.
Oh, you know what? There will be dogs there. We'll have to see how they react to Shed Jam and see how they react to the music. Right? If they're like covering their eyes with their paws, they're running in the house.
How funny would it be if a dog just like while the Rogers like belting out something, and this dog just comes up and puts his leg up in the air and pees on the amp.
It sizzles and lights on fire.
That's the story JP's looking for on Monday.
Right. Any pyro?
Oh, not except for the fire pits. No. I mean, that's cool having fire pits. You know,
I know, but I'm talking about like coming out of the neck of your guitar. No. And I know Ace Frehley is a big influence.
I love
on
Ace Frehley, but no, not in an acoustic situation.
Do you have something, a word of some sort taped, like louder or something, on taped on the back of your guitar so in the middle of your set you can lift it up and like everybody can see it when you lift it up? You might want to consider that. Also, any possibility whatsoever at all that you, by the way, we're interviewing you. All of this is going to be on Behind the Music. Any possibility that you, like, let's say you finish your set and everybody's way into it, everybody's around and there's people gathered and they request something else and then you do something like spur of the moment that you guys.
There
just
are some bonus songs sitting there.
You're ready for an encore.
We're ready. Woo! Yeah, we have extra songs that we haven't put in the list, but we definitely have some we could hack out. I mean, you know.
Will you do like a politician and seed the audience with requests? So your extra songs, you know, like the requests.
Yeah. And then you can
songs
play it.
You know.
Yeah. I see. That'd be funny. Just like a politician. That's
plan
perfect.
Right.
We haven't done that, but, you know, I mean, we got our 6-song set ready to go. We're just going to crank
it. How great would it be? He's got the 6 songs, but they have these extras. Mm-hmm. He seeds the audience and just says, listen, if it's good, just, you know, call out a request when we're done and we'll play the song.
We'll be like,
and they finish the 6 songs and Roger's waiting for them to call out the request.
Yeah.
And I go, Burger's done.
Right. And nobody calls for an encore. Damn it. We really did suck. That's really a good way to find out the truth.
Uh-huh.
Right? If what they really think, seed some encores, and if they don't shout them out, we're like, we really weren't good.
that's your true telling. Is there any song on your set list that will allow people to lift up lighters, or I guess their cell phone lights, and sway to the music?
Yeah, that and sing along and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's all together. Yeah, it's a good hangout time, Monica. This set, it really is.
Is that your wife is so loyal? Like, there is nothing I can do. There's nothing, like, I can't call her, like, all right, Susan, listen.
No.
I need, like, you gotta.
She'll take video of the whole thing.
Right, but she's not gonna feed it to me.
Oh, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Yeah. No, I'll definitely supply stuff on Monday. No question about that. I mean, we've been talking about it. I mean, I gotta pay you guys off and let you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Good or bad. And believe me, I'll be looking for bad. Because I know there's gonna be a point where I'm gonna forget a lyric or lose my place. Something is going to happen. Gary might miss a chord.
Stop.
My voice might crack. All that stuff can happen. That's the pressure of the whole thing.
Your voice isn't going to crack.
Yes, it could. And especially doing 6 songs in a row and
it
what
absolutely
goes on.
Could.
You know?
But it won't. For all of JP's jinxing you energy, I'm sending all the best.
I'm not jinxing.
You're going to have fun. It's going to be amazing.
You're sure hoping.
You're going to sound great.
Listen, I don't want, like I said yesterday, I don't want the wheels to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of want you to drive into the barrier.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You bounce back
from
that.
But then keep going.
Yeah, keep on going.
Well, listen,
I don't want anything bad to happen to you.
I mean, we go through, you know, if we get like off rhythm or whatever, we just keep going.
Right.
We just keep pushing through the song because you can't stop.
How many mistakes were made in yesterday's rehearsal?
Last night? A few too many.
Really?
The good thing is each take we did, we improved remarkably. That's the best part. Every time we've rehearsed, we got way better each time. So we're much more near acceptable level.
How many times did you play each of the 6 songs last night?
A few of them we just played once. We're like, that's good. And then there was one or two we played 2 times, but that was it. But in the past, we've gone through stuff 2, 3, 4 times in a row, and then we move on to another one. We played 2 hours every time we rehearsed. So.
Are you already sick of the songs that you're getting ready to play for Saturday? Like, if you never heard them again, you'd be fine?
Not that level, but I can't wait to move on to other stuff. Because I got, after the Shed Party Saturday, that's all I've been focusing on for about 6-8 weeks.
Okay.
And so after that, then I just can't wait. I'm going to bust out. I got tons of songs I can't wait to play.
Oh.
All right.
So.
With other artists or?
Oh, yeah. I got guys I jam with in my guitar lesson. We got to get together and we got a little something happening there. My guitar teacher says that you guys are like coming together. You can see it.
You and Gary or you and?
No, it's actually, but Gary takes lessons from him. So maybe we add him. If we add Gary in, now Garage becomes that's the beginnings of this bigger band.
Yep.
Oh.
And now we have 3 guitarists, a bass and a drummer. That's kind of cool. And they're all good guys, easy to hang out with. You know, you got to wait and see what the personalities end up being.
Add a chick name.
Right now, it's okay.
You
got to
add a chick named Dory.
I so
and
want
then you could be Garage
female
Dory.
Background. Garage Dory is pretty good. I want Dory to do background vocals so bad.
I love it so much.
Yeah. I got so many things I want to do. So, yeah, we got a lot to do. So, right now, we just focus on Shed Jam and not sucking. That's really, if we're above, If we're up to like, that was pretty good, I'll take that was pretty good.
Okay.
It's not, you know, it's not going to be great. We're amateurs by far. So, yeah, we'll see. I got a new 12 string coming today. Should be delivered by 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh.
I cannot wait. That'll be guitar number three.
Raj must have had a big poker weekend. He's ordering 12 strings.
Nah, it's just a... It doesn't cost more per string. It's just a nice guitar that I wanted to have for a couple of the songs.
A good 12 string is not cheap either.
Yeah, it's like $300.
Oh, you bought a cheap one.
Yeah. Because I only need it for a few songs. I don't know how much I'm going to use it in the future, so I didn't go crazy, but it's a new Ibanez glossy black. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, no problem at all. It's just like playing a six. Just a little tougher because it's twice the strings. They're right next to each other, though. So when you play, you're getting harmony. It's great. Yeah.
My next door neighbor, Steve, that I grew up with, I don't know anybody on this planet longer than I know him. I know him since I'm one. He's a great guitar player. And then I remember when he bought a 12-string Ovation.
Nice.
It was a beautiful guitar. I thought he was performing magic. I had never seen anybody play a 12-string before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just was like, just crushed it.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys, like, he can't read a lick. He just plays everything by ear and figures it out. And I'm like, you're a dick.
Yeah, that's how I used to play in high school. That's what I did.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell people do that.
Yeah, I mean, I knew the basic C, D, G, B, that stuff. But then I played bar chords and playing rock in high school.
Right.
That's what I did.
But I don't even know how to strum a guitar. Is it, is it just one direction?
It's different every song.
Are you strumming up and down? The pick is only going down.
Down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up. You can do that all day if you want, but there's plenty of other stuff you should be doing.
How'd that go?
Down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up. That's basic guitar.
God.
Yeah, but there's plenty of others. And you don't even think about it. You just do it. It's not a thing.
Well,
you don't think about it.
You do it if you know what you're doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, when you're learning, that's what you got to learn.
To me, that's the most complicated thing because then you're right, and you have to remember over and over down, up, or whatever you just said. But also, your fingers have to be doing things and switching, and that's all too much.
Yes. Then you're singing, so welcome to how I'm going to make mistakes.
No, you're not.
Some chords are tougher to play while you're singing.
Are you looking forward to playing Plush where you won't be playing guitar as well?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because he's focusing on playing that because it's a little more difficult in certain parts, and it's hard enough to sing. I want to really do a good job with that, and he really wants to play it, so it's perfect.
Is that the closer?
That's the opener.
It's the opener.
Yeah, yeah.
I disagree.
No, you can't.
I disagree. Uh-oh.
It's due to guitar tuning and how we have to do things, so it's coming first.
Okay.
And we're opening with a strong, and we're finishing with two strongs, and the other mediums are in the middle. That's just how it goes. Mm. Yeah, it'll be all right. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. Shed Party.
Shed Party 2024.
Shed Jam, first off. Shed Jam. Welcome, everybody, to Shed Jam.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll change the name next
year. You can address the crowd in the beginning like, hey, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate our first gig here. Bear with us. We're going to... rock your sock. What are you going to say?
No, I'm going to start out, what's up, Shed Party?
Yeah, there it is.
How you doing?
Here's an acoustic number.
You ready to rock? It's all acoustic.
I know you're ready to sit.
Gary actually said last night, he goes, I got a Gordon Lightfoot song in my pocket if we need it.
Hey, listen, you need to expand.
Do we need Gordon Lightfoot in our pocket?
I promise to have you home by 9:30.
He's like, yeah, you know, sundown, yeah. You better take care. I'm like, oh, that's a good song.
Listen, you're prepared to play some Yacht Rock if for some reason a Sunday afternoon little get-together happens?
Well, it might even happen. That might be one of our encores is like some sort of Yacht Rocky type song.
You know, that's what my family, my uncle had his guitar, and whenever our family all got together, it eventually would just bust out, and he'd play different songs, and people love
that. It's so fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And once you get competent at it, it's fun to break
it up.
Yeah,
now you're that
guy. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, well, thank you for all the questions. I appreciate it. This behind the music is now
over. Hold on, I'm not. No, it's not.
Oh, it's not. All right.
No, it's not. I want to know, will you be wearing special stage clothes?
Oh, yeah, what are you wearing?
Question. I totally forgot about that. I got this awesome shirt I'm wearing.
Please tell me.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You bought leather pants.
No, just wearing jeans. But it's the t-shirt that's the thing.
You're wearing the cowboy boots, right?
No. I have this awesome t-shirt that is actually the Grateful Dead skeleton.
Okay. Steal your face.
But yeah, it's that, but with Vincent Van Gogh around it. It's a really cool t-shirt that I got. And it's like a mix of two different kinds of art, and I love this shirt. So I'm wearing that shirt. It's kind of an artsy thing, but it's got a dead feel to it, which is great because we're going to play I'll Tell You, Friend of the Devil. So it's in there. So I can't wait to wear it. It's good. Mm. It'll be fun.
What's the first verse of Friend of the Devil?
Hit up.
G,
hold
C,
on a second. No, I'm not talking
G,
about
C,
on the guitar. I'm talking
D.
about the vocals, jackass.
I honestly don't remember without the lyrics in front of me.
So you'll be using lyric sheets.
Oh, I got it on my iPad. I got an iPad with all the lyrics on it.
Do you?
And then you just swipe as you're playing a chord. You go swipe.
God, I cannot wait to see.
Hope you don't mess that up.
We're gonna need video. We're gonna need. I need to see the stuff. I mean, I'm excited to hear about it, but the video must be a thing.
Yeah, it's gonna be. And I mean, that's one of the things. Is hopefully in the middle of the song, it doesn't like die a little bit of a pause because I'm trying to swipe and by mistake it went another way, and then I don't have the rest of the song. And then
is my old neighbor Pete gonna be there?
Yes,
this is his crew.
Your old neighbor Pete and his wife bought me my first 5 guitar lessons for my birthday.
Aww.
Okay.
My wife bought me the guitar for my birthday.
Okay.
So she's the reason I'm back in guitar as of last June. And then these guys bought me those lessons in the fall, and I started in January. And
all
that got
for
me
this.
Rolling. No, just to get me rolling playing the guitar. Because without lessons, I mean, I wasn't finding the time the last quarter of last year. I had no time.
Right.
So it started in January, and now I'm like 15 lessons in, and I can't stop. It's great.
Good for you.
So, and I'm now 3 guitars in, and I don't want to stop. I want like 8.
Didn't you just say the other day, I want to say Friday, when were we talking about this list?
Mm-hmm.
That you said you weren't going to be one of those guys who collects guitars?
Yeah, I know.
Didn't you just say that
literally
days ago?
Well, a guy I play with has 50, so that's 3 is not collecting guitars.
Well on your way. You're on your way.
I got room for, you know, like 5 on the wall and 2 in a case.
Yeah.
I got room for 7 max.
Yeah, and there's some disposable income.
And 1 on a rack.
So gotcha.
8 in a rack.
I understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When are we gonna add some electric guitars to the mix?
I have one, but a guy I play with has a really nice Gibson. It's gorgeous, and I'll probably buy it from him.
The SG?
No, it's Les Paul.
A Les Paul.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
A legit Les Paul or knockoff?
He's the one with 50 guitars. No, it's legit.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
It's a beautiful guitar.
Are you going to grow your hair again?
And he keeps his guitars.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
the next thing.
Are you going to grow your hair again?
That's not possible.
It's possible.
No, it doesn't grow.
It's fine. Yeah, no, but the back will grow. The back will grow if you let it.
Yeah, and it'll look like one of the guys in The Grateful Dead.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be about right.
What's wrong with that? They're making millions.
I know. That's true. So, that's the thing. So, we'll see. Yeah.
All right. Shed Jam 2024, ladies and gentlemen.
Roger.
Well, thanks for the interview. It was really nice being here. I'll come by on the next tour.
Monica, what would you rather do? Go to the Lightning game?
I mean,
with them, they'll be down 2-1 after tomorrow, and they're, you know, go to Lightning game or go to Shed Jam?
I got to tell you, Lightning are going to be in it for the long haul, so I can go to a different game. Shed Jam only happens once, so I'm choosing Shed Jam every time.
Okay. All right.
When you hear music now, do you think about the guitar part and how you could play it?
Yeah. Gary does a lot of the picking on this, and I'm playing the basics under it, and then I'm singing. Love this song so much. I hope we do it justice. Crap.
Oh, you will. Stop. You're going to be amazing. Stop. You're going to be great. I'm excited for you.
I got to try to get to Pete. I need somebody on my team.
You kidding me? He's going to take video. He's got tons of it. Of course he's going to send you video.
Right, but I want the bad stuff.
He'll send it all. You'll be sorry you asked.
Oh, no, I won't. That's where you are wrong, sir.